Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million-dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning, sisters and brothers. It's been a long summer, and it's good to be back having Mass in the cathedral this morning with you. I want to welcome the members of the Bishops Guild who are here today. We have this annual family mass with them at the beginning of the new school year, so welcome to each one of you. And I also want to recognize and congratulate Ellen and George Flood, who are celebrating 63 years of marriage today. So congratulations to you, very, very much. And now, my sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie, Christe. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the heights over the city. Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine that I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. The word of the Lord.
And see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Look to him that you might be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. Taste and see the goodness of the
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord. And do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I also want to greet those who are watching us by television or listening on radio or streaming. So we welcome all of you today and wish you a very pleasant and happy Sunday. In the readings of today, the word life appears 9 times. I'm going to give it 10 because the word living, I think, goes with that. Sometimes when we look at the readings, we go straight to the gospel. We've been reading the book of John, the 6th chapter of St. John. So again, we have a gospel reading on the Eucharist or on the bread of life. But if you take it as a whole, the word life comes up 10 times. We experience life on different levels. Because we're sitting here or standing here this morning or listening, watching, there is a physical life embodied in a particular corporal manifestation of our body. And so there is physical life. There is also a second level of life, which we could call a moral life. That according to the Ten Commandments and other moral dictates of the gospel and St. Paul, as we have today in the reading from Ephesians, to watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise. And so many of us, and the problem with our world today is many others do not, live according to moral precepts. To do good to others and not evil. To share what you have. To not lie, to not cheat, to not gossip. To put all sorts of slanderous things on Facebook, etc., 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 etc. Even that is deteriorating, brothers and sisters. The moral life. But there is another life that we perhaps do not spend enough attention with. And that is that deeper life. It is that life that is at the core of every human person. It is the core of our being. It is what we might call soul, spirit, that which is related to the divine. In this life, but more in the next life. Person to person, heart to heart, God to his creation. And that life, sisters and brothers, is called wisdom. That's what our world is missing. And I think many times we as churchgoers, as Catholics, as people who believe, get to the second level maybe okay. And we know we can go to confession if we don't. But how many of us seek wisdom? Maybe we don't even know what wisdom is, or how do you seek wisdom? Last week, the Holy Father met with several thousand Italian young people in preparation for the Synod on Young People. And you can hear in their questions, how can the world be like this if there is a good God? And it's a logical question by reasoning. If God is good, if God is love, if God knows everything, why do people kill each other? Why do people, even within the church at the highest level, abuse innocent life? Why? That's a logical question. And I think it's because we are missing the mark, all of us, by missing the beauty of wisdom. And that's what our readings call for today. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her 7 columns. She's dressed with meat and wine, has spread the table. She calls us to come and sit down at the banquet. To receive. You know, many of us deal much better with answers than questions. We like the certainty of answers. And there are a lot of questions validly being asked today, even in the church. They should be asked. But the answer is not just the answer from our reason or what we can do to make things better. Because you see, answers may be according to the person. Well, I like your answer. I don't like your answer. You could have answered it better. We need answers, but answers don't answer the quest within for wisdom. You know what's better to deal with when you're looking for wisdom? It's the question. We need to live the questions of Jesus, not the answers. In fact, he doesn't give all the time an answer. Listen to these three questions of Jesus. When in the Gospel of John at the beginning, the disciples were following Jesus, and John says, "There is the Lamb of God." And Jesus turns around to them and says, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" You see, if you were to say, "Well, I'm looking for an easy life, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, I'm looking for the perfect spouse, I'm looking," evidently George and Ellen have already found that, but others are looking, "What are you looking for?" It's not we're looking for the answer to that. We have to deal with the question every day. Today, what are you looking for? Some short-term answer, make life easier? Or are you looking a little further? And where are we going to find the answer? The second one is in the Gospel of St. Luke, when Jesus was lost in the temple and Mary and Joseph came to him and he said, "Why are you looking for me?" Have you ever thought of asking yourself that question in terms of your faith in Jesus? As if Jesus saying to you, "Why are you looking for me?" What answer would you give? Why are you looking for me? What do I have to give you? Person to person, Jesus, what are you looking for? And the third one is in the Gospel of St. Mark when Jesus meets the blind man and he says, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do?" You see, if we live life only at the level of answers, we can pretty much control life. We can pretty much live life live life on our terms, and my terms may be different than yours. But each one of us is called to something that unites us much deeper, and it's these questions. In our faith in Jesus Christ, what are you looking for? Why are you looking for me? And what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? We also know in the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, after all the talk of the word of life, the body of the bread of life, that many of those people left. The answer was too much for them. You see, they couldn't deal with the question. Who is this person? When you don't have an answer, you keep looking. When you have a question, you keep looking. And that's why when people say to me, "Well, I feel bad because I question my faith," it's what you're supposed to do. Not to try to solve it, but so that the Lord's grace can pull you deeper and deeper into a relationship with Him. And maybe it is an illness you're going through, maybe it is age you're going through, maybe it's relationship-related, job, family, the mess-ups in the church. But if we're only looking for a solid answer that suits me, we're going to miss wisdom. It's Jesus' church. I belong to Him. And so I need to keep my questions, His questions to me, alive in me so that His wisdom can grow and bring us the newness that we need. We all say, well, Jesus is the answer, yes. And Jesus is also the question. He is the living question inside of all of us. We're not here to struggle with answers. We're here to continue to live, to penetrate the questions that he asks of us. He is the Lord. We're not the Lord. He is the answer. We're not the answer. And so to have him alive in us, filling us with questions, his questions, that's what brings us to true wisdom. And it's only, as Proverbs says, the simple who will understand that. I was thinking before I came this morning, I wonder if I went to President Putin or President Trump and said, is there anything I can do for you? What do you want me to do for you? They'd say, nothing. I got all the answers. I got it all. Or someone of some high status, some simple person comes and says, what can I do for you? They'd say, nothing. But it's the simple who have not complicated their life with their own views of things, who are still willing to search deeper and not be locked into their own categories. That's the simple, who are open to God revealing ourselves to us. It is the simple who will understand wisdom. It is with that wisdom, then, that we can understand better, I am the bread of life. How is he the bread of life? We keep asking the question. I know he is in faith. Where do I get wisdom? From his word. He is wisdom incarnate. Love your enemies. Turn the other cheek. Forgive 70 times seven times. I am the bread of life. All of that is the wisdom of God for us. To find the wisdom of God in the poor, the lost, the lonely, the sinner, the refugee. And above all, then, to find God within. I live in you. Come to me, all you who are labored and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. For my burden is easy, and I'm here for you. May we live this week, and I would suggest to all of us this week to maybe try to remember those three questions and live the questions this week. Don't search for answers. Live the question, what are you looking for? Why are you looking for me? And what do you want me to do for you? Let us stand now and profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us now turn to God with our needs and concerns, trusting that we will find consolation in our reliance on the Lord.
For those in positions of authority within the church, that they may be blessed with wisdom in making decisions and leading the faithful, we pray to the Lord. For the church, that we may be a source of God's wisdom to those who search for understanding and sustenance, welcoming others to the feast we share, we pray to the Lord. For students who will be beginning a new school year in the next few weeks, that they may advance in the way of understanding, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. And let us offer to God now in silence the prayers that have remained in the depths of our hearts, those of Mary, our Queen and Mother, assumed to heaven, and those of all the saints, trusting that they will be heard on the throne of God's mercy. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Margarita Garcia, Sophia Faith Flores, Calvin Lawson, Joe Cueva, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Edward Kellogg, and Connie Bilkey, we pray to the Lord.
Let us pray this morning for the victims of abuse throughout the world, especially those who have been abused by church personnel at any level, that the Lord will heal the victims of abuse, and that in this time of trial for the church, that we may be purified and brought to the true meaning of the gospel. We pray to the Lord. Generous God, source of wisdom and understanding, bless us with your generosity as we lift our prayers to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of
Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of eternal life. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an eternal share in the Paschal mystery. And so, with all the angels and saints, we praise you as in joyful celebration we proclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life. You give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he give us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant, Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, the orders of bishop and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you in your compassion. O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Body of Christ. Amen. Blood of Christ.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.